A new bilingual Tongan drama called Brutal Lives, about a former prize fighter who returns to New Zealand after 20 years overseas seeking redemption for what he's done, is about to be unveiled. It received New Zealand On Air funding from the organisations New Pacifica and Asian Storytellers Initiative. The six-part web series is created and written by Vila Manusote and Sandra Kalahi. Vila is also the director and Sandra is the producer.
What do you want?
You're
never here for us!
You see him too, don't you?
Well, Sandra and Vila, malo'elele, welcome and congratulations.
Oh, malo'elele to you, Lynn. Thank you very much for having us.
I have to say it's one of the most powerful homegrown stories I have seen on stage or screen. I saw it all in one go. We might talk about the web series format in a moment, because I actually think that it worked very well. You kind of needed to catch your breath in between these 12-minute episodes. But look, this is you've written, created this together. I wonder, first of all, who'd like to give me a synopsis?
Well, Vela can do that for us, Lynn. Yeah.
Definitely about a father who left his kids to chase the boxing dream. And along the way, everything didn't work out for him. And you know, he's visited by his late father, and he comes home to South Auckland, and not only to face his kids that left behind, his sister, but also to sort out the family curse that's been going on for the last 500 years.
One of the many kind of killer lines in here I've been thinking about actually since I've seen it is Sawane asks if his sister, his father suffered, and his sister replied, we all suffered. And you so get that sense from this family that's so broken and so deep
brutal.
In grief. Yeah,
totally. I mean, you know, it's also, you know, the migration story, and you know, inspired by my own journey coming to New Zealand, and I'm still on that migration story, even though my life is a bit better now. But growing up, it's always been brutal in many turns, and also there was a time in my life just last year, I think I was blind.
Mm.
I was blind for how long? And
6 months, at least.
6 months, yeah. At least, blind, like couldn't see anything, and you know how life can just turn on someone.
Yeah.
So all that kind of stuff. Definitely, we all suffered in many ways.
Yeah. I think also adding to that with my story, my dad came here and actually, you know, trying to navigate that space where you are a migrant, but you have children here, and the differences around what your expectations are from what you know growing up and then what you want for your children, who are trying to navigate two worlds as a New Zealand Pacific person or Tongan, and just what some of those, I suppose, turns that you go through. And my father also suffered mental illness, which really compounded things a lot. And so I had a strained relationship with him. And I think Vela and I, when we were talking about it, we realized actually we had some similarities there. And we used that as the basis or the premise for Brutal Lives.
Would you have done this if it wasn't bilingual and if you hadn't had the support to make this bilingual?
When we talked about it at the beginning, and actually Vela said, this would be great as a Samoan story, and I said, look, no disrespect, but I think that we've had a lot of Samoan stories. It's time for Tongans to have their time and to use the language. That was very important.
I think it was just my, looking at the type of actors that we needed, and for, you know, I knew the type of actors, Samoan actors that I needed to work with on this one to bring the chops to the front. Yes, but definitely the language was important to us. But not only just everyday language, it has to be, like Shakespearean kind of language.
Yeah, we call it heliaki, which is the metaphoric language, which Queen Salote used so eloquently in a lot of her songs and her poems. And so we wanted to use that for a particular character, the Talafikau, who's the ancient warrior spirit. And he speaks in that language, which
metaphors,
adds another dimension to it.
I get a sense that actually being able to speak in Tonga was really important to your cast. I mean, you have experienced cast members there, a reminder of just how much extraordinary work has been created over the last few years, and you two at the centre of so much of it, the young ones coming through. I mean, this is emotionally such demanding work, physically a demanding work in the boxing ring also. But I get the sense that your cast loved being able to speak Tongan.
Oh, totally. They, it was the whole cast, but it's all Tongan. I mean, I'm not Tongan myself, but the whole cast was Tongan. It was important for us. It was important that we had to honour that, and, you know, that Tongan line and them as Tongans. Yeah, they were really happy to hear their own language on screen. So.
Yeah, they commented on it, actually, that they've been playing Samoans and other characters, but to be able to play Tongans and speak the language was something that they didn't think that they would be able to do, and they're just over the moon about it.
You were working with Michael Bennett. Gosh, he's working very hard, isn't he, at the moment on so many projects as a writer. But what was that process like, working with Michael, having that funding from New Zealand On Air for this new initiative? Because I do want to say to the listeners that they may think of web series as cheap and cheerful. This has got beautiful production values, and this is big screen worthy.
Yeah, totally. I mean, Michael, you know, is a dear friend of mine and a mentor. We worked with him in our short film, The Messiah, and love work with him. And so was our DOP, Grant McKinnon. We wanted not just to, we you know, because as you know, the boxing say, you got one shot at everything. And myself and Sandra know that we have one shot. And we wanted to make this the best, visually stunning as it can be, more filmic than anything that, you know, we have, I think, seen or come across. And we wanted to treat it like that. And Michael was amazing to work with. And we were all kind of on the same page, and a lot of collaborations and a lot of goodness when we're making this with love and aloha and aloha. It was
You're
great.
Right. We had a lot of goodwill from our crew and our cast to be able to do that, because the budget, you know, $500,000 may sound like a lot, but that's nothing, especially when it comes to drama. So we were very lucky to have, you know, those committed to what they saw as our vision. They were behind it, and then they just brought their game, and we were very blessed to have them on with us, like Grant McKinnon and Michael.
Do you think there is, I mentioned this at the start, an advantage to Brutal Lives being a web series over, say, a film? It would, I mean, these are 12-minute episodes, but there's a story big enough here to have made it into a movie. Or do you think there is something about a web series, the independence that brings you, the cliffhanger, kind of the cliffhanger endings that we don't have so much these days?
Yeah, I think that gave us the opportunity to explore that and to, you know, use the web series format as a way for us to tell the story. We also think that it is a film in itself. And we've kind of done that too. We want to make it into that version as well. But it's really a stepping stone for the storytelling around Pacific's, you know, Tongan storytelling, and be able to use those production values and combine them together, because this is the start. That's how we see it.
And also I had the freedom as a creative director, myself and Grant McKinnon, because kind of, you know, my producer never checked up on me apart from at the end. It's like, you know, so we are like little kids in the candy store going, oh, what can we do? What can we do? How can we make this shot? It was a lot of great planning, a lot of enthusiasm that brought this all together.
As it happens next week on Standing Room Only, we're talking about a play that's been translated from English into Hindi and being performed in Auckland. And I wonder if we can look forward to more of this kind of storytelling.
I hope so, Lynn. I hope so, because and I want it to become more mainstream, as opposed to, oh, it's a Tongan film or a Tongan series or a Hindi series. You know, I think our stories need to reflect the diversity that we have in New Zealand right now, and that it becomes more mainstream, and that we go, gosh, that was a good film, that's a good play, and it is happens to be Tongan. You know, if, the more we can do that, the more we will break down barriers, I believe, and just have, you know, acceptance of differences and different voices, and that actually a good story is what we're all after.
And we're over the surtitle issue, don't you think? Now, I mean, things like Netflix, streaming services like Netflix have probably been very good for us in that way. You know, we've been watching a lot of European drama and getting used to the surtitles. So, you know what I mean? It's not such a problem anymore. It's not such a hindrance. We can go with it. We can roll with it.
Yeah, totally, totally. I mean, you know, every film that I've seen, you know, I mean, I'm always influenced by it. But this one, in terms of the language, because language is the key to the soul. And it was something that we agreed to go deep into, because, you know, I came here speaking my own language, so it's something that I kind of go back and go serve the story with the language first, with the love of the language, honor the land, honor the kaupapa where this story's coming from, and for me, is that that was what was the key and the most important energy, and also, you know, it's Tongan. I'm not Tongan, but it's a respect this energy. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, and to be able to tell our stories is you know, a major advantage, but it's just a blessing and a joy. And then I think the nuances of being Tongan, that you can capture some of that too, that's what's really exciting about it.
We've only got about a minute to go, but I'm sure you can do it. What is next for you? I know you're catching your breath with Brutal Lives about to go on at Coconut TV, but what's next for you?
We'd like to look at another series. We're investigating that at the moment. But Val is, he's also involved with another Pacific storytelling for Prime Television through Tiki Lounge, and that's about spirits as well.
Yeah, totally. a few things on the pipeline, Lynn, but definitely, you know, our partnership with my partnership with Sandra, we are working on other things in the pipelines. It's to get it off the ground again with the same people.
Sky's the limit.
That is exactly what we like to hear. I wish you both well. And I thought I would ask you, because I was very concerned I would mess this up, the Tongan pronunciation of Brutal Lives, or translation of Brutal Lives is
mo'ui whangata'a, which means a hard life.
It's a beautiful thing. Thank you so much, and I wish you well. I've been talking to Vela Manusote and Sandra Kailahi. The bilingual drama web series Brutal Lives launches on the coconut.tv this Wednesday. Details on the Standing Room Only webpage.